Have you ever wondered why so many decisions that look carefully calculated still end up undone by something nobody saw coming? It took me a while to understand this myself. The problem usually isn't that the calculation wasn't detailed enough. It's that we're too used to making judgments based on averages. In a world that follows a normal distribution, deciding by the average works fine. But the real world is often heavy-tailed. In a heavy-tailed distribution, what truly determines the outcome isn't the large mass of ordinary events in the middle, but the extreme cases out in the tail. If you think in terms of the average, you'll systematically underestimate the real risk. That's why I say the habit of thinking in averages may itself be the biggest risk in a heavy-tailed world. So good risk management isn't about putting up a firewall after the fact. It's about building it into the decision at the very moment you make it. I think about how wide the impact of something reaches, how long it stretches over time, and more importantly, whether the decision can still be reversed, whether it leaves room to adjust. Reversibility, for me, is especially crucial. Of course, there's a tension here that I am still sitting with. If you become too defensive, do you end up missing the chance to grow? How to find the line between measured exposure and embracing volatility? That balance is something I am still practicing.